This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Tuesday's headlines, and we begin here in Washington as the Justice Department is prepared to file formal charges and several severe ones against the man believed to have been responsible for the attempted car bombing Saturday evening in Times Square. Faisal Shahzad is now in custody after trying to escape on a flight out of New York's JFK Airport Monday night that would have taken him to the Middle East and eventually to Pakistan. The plane had actually left the gate, was called back to the terminal, and agents boarded the plane, took Shahzad into custody as well as two other people. And a sign of good cooperation with Pakistani authorities, five other people believed to be involved in this plot have been taken into custody in that country. In discussing the issue today, Attorney General Eric Holder, speaking at the Justice Department, says the man who actually parked the SUV in Times Square Saturday with the bomb in the back is now in government hands.
Faisal Shahzad was arrested late last night in connection with his alleged role in the attempted car bombing in Times Square last Saturday. Shahzad, a naturalized United States citizen born in Pakistan, is in federal custody today. He has been and continues to be questioned by federal agents.
Attorney General Holder also explained what likely charges Mr. Shahzad will be facing.
We anticipate charging him with an act of terrorism transcending national borders, attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction, use of a destructive device during the commission of another crime, as well as assorted explosives charges.
Holder stressed that the investigation continues and that Shahzad is still undergoing government questioning, but he did outline very briefly the extent of the plot as it's currently known.
We believe that this suspected terrorist fashioned a bomb from rudimentary ingredients, placed it in a rusty SUV, and drove it into Times Square with the intent to kill as many innocent tourists and theatergoers as possible.
Many top figures were present at the press conference, including Attorney General Holder, as well as the Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, and the Deputy Director of the FBI, John Pistol. Also present, New York City Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly, who says everyone ought to be impressed by how quickly authorities rounded up this suspect.
By my calculation, from the time Faisal Shahzad drove into and across Broadway and parked that vehicle to when he was apprehended last evening at the JFK airport, it was 53 hours and 20 minutes. Now, we know that Jack Bauer can do it in 24 minutes, but in the real world, 53 is a pretty good number.
Plenty of reaction elsewhere on Tuesday to the apprehension of Shahzad as well. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg says he's also extremely proud of the New York City Police Department, and he's also proud of the people of New York. He says Times Square looks today like it always does, proof the people of the Big Apple are very resilient.
We will not be intimidated by those who hate the freedoms that make this city and this country so great. The fact that so many people are out and about in Times Square today, where I just came from, really shows that.
President Obama also speaking out on this issue prior to an economic forum he was attending today. He says the government will continue this investigation, get to the bottom of what happened, and try to find as much intelligence as possible to prevent future problems.
The American people can be assured that the FBI and their partners in this process have all the tools and experience they need to learn everything we can. And that includes what, if any, connection this individual has to terrorist groups. And it includes collecting critical intelligence as we work to disrupt any future attacks. Justice will be done, and we will continue to do everything in our power to protect the American people.
But the president says this is a, in his words, sobering reminder of the type of world we live in right now.
This incident is another sobering reminder of the times in which we live. Around the world and here at home, there are those who would attack our citizens and who would slaughter innocent men, women, and children in pursuit of their murderous agenda. They will stop at nothing to kill and disrupt our way of life. But once again, an attempted attack has been failed.
And for the most part today, both parties rallying around the cause of fighting the war on terror and holding those responsible who commit such atrocities as the one attempted in Times Square on Saturday evening, Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell.
It is my understanding that the suspect, a naturalized American citizen, is a native of Pakistan and that he traveled there at some point in the past year. Hopefully, the appropriate officials are using this opportunity to exploit as much intelligence as he may have about his overseas connections and any other plots against Americans, either here or abroad.
For more on the prosecution to come against Faisal Shahzad, head to worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org and catch my interview with Jonathan Schanzer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. While you're also there, you can catch my interview with Dr. Peter Pry, an expert on the threat posed by an electromagnetic pulse. He believes that the Iranians and North Koreans and others are working on this in conjunction with their nuclear weapons programs. And he says an EMP could actually do far more damage long-term to this country than a conventional nuclear weapon. Also at the two sites today, worldnetdaily.com and dateline.radioamerica.org, insight into just how much destruction has happened in the Nashville, Tennessee area as a result of record-setting rains. The recent storms over the weekend dumped double the previous record amount of rain on Music City, a lot of devastation downtown, and now water restrictions to boot. Learn all about that and catch my interview with Louisiana Senator David Vitter as he updates us on the latest information coming on the effort to stop the leak of oil in the Gulf of Mexico and to contain the spill that's already occurred over the past several days. Again, that's dateline.radioamerica.org, worldnetdaily.com. The politics might not be flying right now over the arrest of Faisal Shahzad and the whole Times Square bomb plot, but it certainly is over the oil slick in both directions. Former Bush administration FEMA director Michael Brown, who is considered one of the goats of the Katrina cleanup effort, is now claiming politics on the part of President Obama. Mr. Brown says that the Obama administration has dragged its feet on the cleanup response in an effort to rally support for shutting down offshore drilling.
And I think the delay was this. It's pure politics. This president has never supported big oil. He's never supported offshore drilling. And now he has an excuse to shut it back down. This is exactly what they want, because now he can pander to the environmentalists and say, I'm going to shut it down because it's too dangerous.
Mr. Brown appeared on the Fox News Channel. On the other side of the aisle, New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez before the microphones once again, saying that this slick is proof that offshore drilling is not the right way forward for our country.
Some people continue to say that, well, we have to drill, baby, drill. Build, drill, baby, drill at any cost. We've seen the costs. We haven't even begun to fully realize the costs.
I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.